107 WIRX, the Plan B Morning Show. Brack Hunter.
Morning.
Good morning, buddy. Let's see. It's 6:22. What do we got today? Today looks like some clouds, some sun. High of 44, low of 37. It's warming up during the week. We do have a lot of rain in the forecast, especially later on into the weekend, but it is getting warmer. Hey, Thursday, Hunter?
Huh?
It's going to be 69.
Nice.
Anyway, right now, Little Brist still 38. Let's do your sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
And Bud Light Seltzer. Enjoy a delicious Bud Light Seltzer today. We got a black cherry tall boy in our fridge. That's just how we roll with the Bud Light Seltzers. All right, what do you got for us?
As of MMA, it happened. UFC actually put on a sporting event with no fans in the stands. Viewers and sports reporters were most shocked by the sounds. Without fans screaming in the background, anyone could hear the thud of each punch and kick, which was a bit unsettling, according to these people. Which I'm thinking is, what'd you think? Well, it's going to be like a casino sound. Cha-ching.
Yeah.
Cha-ching. What was it like the three ninjas every time they hit that dummy? It was going to make a noise or something?
It's brutal. It's two guys punching each other in the face.
Oh, my God. It makes noise. Yeah, you moron. A bit unsettling, it says. I'm just these reporters watching us who reported that must not watch UFC at all then. Because that's what happens when you hit somebody. It makes a noise. It does. And it hurts. So moving on, man. This is about California. The governor of California, Gavin Newsom, admitted that he doesn't see fans attending live sports in his state for at least a year. That's a lot of sports, considering California is the home to a bunch of pro teams, including the Lakers, the Clippers, the Warriors, Kings, 49ers, Rams, Chargers, Dodgers, Padres, Angels, Sharks. Yipes. And that's just a few of them. There's many more, man. So, yeah, California there. It's just kind of holding on there. So, moving on to IndyCar. IndyCar plans to open the season Saturday, June 6th, with a race at Texas Motor Speedway. Of course, the event will go ahead without fans and attendance. If everything goes smoothly, it could lead to the Indy 500 actually happening in August. So, nice. All right. There you go. Could watch some racing, possibly.
Yeah.
Monday Night Football. Listen to this. I think you're going to like this, Brock. Monday Night Football. It looks like Joe, is it Tessitore?
Sure.
Joe Tessitore, Booger McFarlane, will not be returning to the Monday Night Football booth next season.
Good.
It seems ESPN is looking for replacements in-house with, listen to this, Lewis Riddick, Dan Orlovsky, Steve Levy, and please, for the love of God, he's the fourth on this list, but he should be first. And if this happens, I'm watching Monday Night Football every Monday night. Pat McAfee.
Oh, nice.
They're looking at Pat McAfee to do some announcements, man. That would be awesome. If you guys don't know who Pat McAfee is, he was a former kicker for the Indianapolis Colts, who could boot the ball out of the stadium. And he's got a podcast. He's kind of famous now from this podcast he's been doing. And the guy's got a gift of gab. He really does. And he's fun to watch. So I really think it would spice up Monday Night Football a little bit there. So
yeah, man.
Yeah.
Nice. All right.
There you go.
That everything?
That's what I got this morning.
That was pretty solid, Hunter. For a Monday, usually I don't know what you're going to bring. You brought it. You brought it today.
It's already been brought in.
It's been brought in. anyway, that's your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Rock 106. The Plan B Morning Show with Brock and Hunter.
Yeah, dude. Good morning. It's 7:24. Brock Hunter.
Morning.
Yeah. All right, let's get to it. You crushed it in the 6 o'clock hour. Let's see if he's still got it in him, folks. It's time for sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
Don't blow it. As always, your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
And Bud Light Seltzer. Get a Bud Light Seltzer variety pack today. And you're stuck indoors, it's crappy outside, have a few beers.
Yeah. Why not? Pop one open at noon.
Noon. Do it right now. Noon beers. Screw it.
Hell with it. You know, it's Monday. MMA, well, it happened, my friends. The UFC actually put on a sporting event with no fans in the stands. Viewers and sports reporters were most shocked by the sounds. Without fans screaming in the background, anyone could hear the thud of each punch and kick. which, according to them, was a little unsettling, which I'm reading, and I'm like, it'd be like, when basketball plays, they're like, yeah, you know, when the ball goes through the net, it makes a noise. It's wild. I just thought it was silent. Like, you morons. Yes, it makes a noise when you get punched. Have you ever gotten punched? It goes,
yeah, it's not pleasant. It doesn't feel good, you know?
So they're like, it's like they're complaining about it. Yeah, that's part of it, man. So, yeah, lean into that one, guys. Get used to that. Punches are loud, and they hurt. Kind of makes it better, in my opinion. Anyway, moving on. California, Governor of California, Gavin Newsom, admitted that he doesn't see fans attending live sports in his state for at least a year. That's a lot of sports, Brock, considering California is home to a bunch of pro teams, including the Lakers, Clippers, Warriors, Kings, 49ers, Rams, Chargers, Dodgers, Padres, Angels, Sharks. God. And that's just a few. California is just full of them. So, it's going to be a... It is going to be different, man. Do you think they should dub in? Probably not. Then you just know it's fake.
I think, you know? Here's the thing, though, is that...
Like, you know what? Here's what they do. Just get the, like one of the most popular sports bars that's always packed every Sunday, and just throw a microphone in that bar, and then just broadcast, you know, from the bar noise.
I think they
can. So it's not fake.
They can find stadium stuff. It's just background noise because there is something to it. You know, there is. And when you're watching like the NFL and everything, yeah, you can hear it. But they have that. The audio is so clear because otherwise the background noise would be unbearable while you're watching it. But I think there is something to it, not just for the fans, but also for the athletes, you know.
You know what it's going to look like? Like a scrimmage. It's going to be hard to get used to. I'm telling you, it's like. Man, what like the 7-on-7s they play, the NFL 7-on-7s? It's just different because it's oddly quiet.
You know?
So, yeah, get ready for that. And it's going to be tough to get used to, but we're going to have to. IndyCar racing plans to open its season Saturday, June 6th, with a race at Texas Motor Speedway. Of course, the event will go ahead without fans and attendance. If everything goes smoothly, could lead to the Indy 500 actually happening in August, which... doesn't really matter because the Indy 500 is way better to go to. I haven't been, but I have a buddy who went a couple years ago. He says, do it. I mean, obviously, you can't see the whole race because you're just in one little spot. Mm-hmm. But he's like, man, just the feeling. And when those cars go by, oh, the noise. So you can
the
barely
noise,
even see
the
them.
The vibrations, man. It's crazy.
Yep. Monday Night Football. Listen to this real quick. It looks like Joe. Is it Tessitore? Tessitore? Anyway, Joe and Booger McFarland. Will not be returning to Monday Night Football.
I never liked Booger. I never thought he was.
I know you did.
Joe was fine, whatever. But I just never liked Booger.
Booger. Yeah, I don't know. I kind of liked him, then I didn't, then I liked him. Like, he was knowledgeable. He definitely was. He was saying things that the other guys weren't. But they had a problem with him for a while because he the Booger Mobile. Mm-hmm. Is like this big thing that he would ride on, and he'd follow the play up and down the field on the sideline. But the big problem was it was too big, and people that paid like big money for the front rows couldn't see the play while it was right in front of them because Booger was right there blocking the view, and people got pissed. And so I don't know if that had anything to do with it, but listen to this, though. They're looking to replace those two with either Lewis Riddick, Dan Orlovsky, Steve Levy, or, this would be awesome, please, sweet baby Jesus, Pat McAfee.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. Pat would be awesome on there.
It'd be fantastic. Yeah. So, there you go. A little news in the sports world there for you.
Very good. All right, that's your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, bud.
We'll be back.